Welcome to Dafir Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Gimel, the Oiz V'Hodor Adishin, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Martef Shel Yain Tzorech Bdiko. A cellar, a wine cellar, does require Bdiko. Wine cellar means it's an area in the house where you store the wine. Martef Shel Shemen, the place where you store the oil in the house, Ein Tzorech Bdiko. Mabin yain, mabin shemen. What's the difference between wine and oil? Yain ain lo kva, shemen yesh lo kva. Oil, you have a kva, and you know exactly how much oil you will need before the meal. And therefore, during the meal, there's no need to bring more oil. But wine changes. Some seudas, one drinks more wine than others. So many times, he's going to be in the middle of his seuda, and he will figure out he needs more wine. He's going to go in the middle of the seuda to get wine. He's going to go with chometz. So that was going to Martev, which means a wine cellar. Continues the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph. Oitzer bein shel yayin bein shel shemen. Oitzer means a storage place, which is not in the house. So then, say wine or oil ain't tzorech bdiko. So the Gemara Ezu Martef. What is the definition of a cellar? Kol shenosun im alechem b'chotzer. It is near the house. It's in the courtyard, and he may go in there with bread. Because in the middle of the meal, someone may take bread and go in there. It's not embarrassing to go because it's in the house. It's in his property. But oitzer, storage here, which is away from the house, a person is embarrassed to walk with bread in the street to go get from that storage place. Says the Gemara, but still, yesh martev shuki oitzer, v'oitzer shuki martev. Sometimes a cellar will be like a storage place, and sometimes the storage place will be like a cellar. Martev shu boish lo yichol b'toichoy. If it's a place where he's embarrassed eating it, even though it's a cellar, harik oitzer. Let's say it's a place, it's a cellar, which he has to go through the street to get there. So he's embarrassed to take bread and go to there. If you have a storage place which is right near the house and he's not embarrassed to go in the middle of his meal, so you treat it like a cellar that needs to be because chametz. And says the Gemara, we bring a similar idea. Referring there regarding tznius, when a woman is not dressed in a tzniusdik way, what is considered to be, what is tznius and what is not? So there's some ways that a woman walks in the chatzar which doesn't walk in an open street. There's some hats that she will use in the chatzar but not in the street. So the chatzar is within the house, within the confines of the house. She can walk with a little less tznua. But she goes into the street, she's more with tznius. Sometimes the chatzar will be treated as a mavoi, and sometimes the mavoi will be treated as a chatzar. If it's a chotzer, but many people pass through it, and she has to be dressed with tznius. You have a movi, which is like cul-de-sac, and people don't walk there. It's basically always empty. Has a din of a chotzer. Says the Gemara, the more I ask, when you have a storage, a wine storage, maybe the people that load the wines, the ones that bring in the barrels, they call it the behemim, the ones that take the barrels from the animals, maybe they brought chametz into the cellar. Says the Gemara, ein habdecha behemim, there's machnis v'shem chametz. They usually don't take chametz into a cellar. The only thing they take in is something sweet, which helps them to be able to check if the wine is spoiled or not spoiled, if it tastes well. So if they take bread, the bread ruins the taste and they're not able to taste the wine. So they'll never bring bread into these storage places. And therefore, it doesn't require b'dikas chametz. Continues the Gemara and says, Ayoitze leforesh, someone who's traveling. If it's koidim shloshim yoim, it's 30 days, more than 30 days before Pesach, ain't a tzorech livduk. It does not have to check for b'dikas chametz. But tzorech shloshim tzorech livduk. But if within 30 days to Pesach, he does have to do b'dikas chametz. That's only if he's planning to return before Pesach, so you will have time to do the chametz when he comes back. But if he's not planning to come back, even before 30 days he has to check, because based on his plans, there won't be an opportunity to go do the chametz. Says the Gemara, Ubisofik, this whole thing is only if he doesn't know if there's chametz there, so he's saying if he's planning to come back, you'll have time to check, we'll rely on that. Al Bevada, if he knows for sure there's chametz over there, the chametz went into that place, Afilu Rosh Hashanah, even if he went for Rosh Hashanah, he should check before he leaves, because he never know, maybe he won't have an opportunity to check it before Pesach. Omar Abba, Afilu Yesh Bedaito Lachso, Tzorudi, Livdoik, Shemi Molech Velayachso, and he comes to explain, even though he's planning to come back, but maybe he's going to change his plans, maybe he's going to change his mind, so therefore he has to check on chametz before he leaves. Says the Gemara, Kol Neim Monim Al Biru Chometz, Afilu Noshim, Afilu Avodim. Everybody is trusted on Biru Chometz, on Bdikas Chometz, even women and slaves. Rav Yirmiyahu B'Shem Zeiro, Leiskan Afilu Noshim. Women are not Neimon. Nashim atzvum, because women themselves, ain nemonos, they're not nemonos, pesheim atzelos, they're considered to be lazy. Then boys, because kol shu, they check a little bit here, a little bit there. Here, I want to do a little different than I do in usual shiurim. Usual shiurim, we stick to the pshat of the Gemara. But just to explain to you a little bit more, why we assume that a woman is lazy from checking chametz. Usually we know that the women are the ones that check chametz and clean out the house of chametz much better than men. So one clear explanation comes from the Rishonim, is that women are of course more thorough than men, but that's only as long as it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, so then they're not thorough. Here, a woman went and cleaned the house for Pesach for 2 months before Pesach. Now comes the night before Pesach, he tells her, Dub Dikas Chometz. She says, what do you mean? The house is completely clean. I don't have to Dub Dikas Chometz. That's when she's lazy. She's lazy just to follow the rules, even though it doesn't make any sense. Continues the Gemara and says, Kusim is that nation that joined Am Yisrael, and according to one mandoma, they're considered to be Yisrael, but we don't know if we can rely on them to do the mitzvahs correctly. Kozman show you see matzoson in Israel. They're careful in matzo and chametz like Am Yisrael. Neimani mel biu chametz, so they assume they check the chametz. Im ein o yisi matzoson in Israel. If they don't take care of matzo like Am Yisrael, they're not machzik in their mitzvah. Einim neimani mel biu chametz, so they're not neimani that they check the chametz, even though they said they did. Homav yis adot the teimor bebatim. That's only in houses. Aval bechatzeros in courtyards. Even when they're keeping all this mitzvah of matzah and chametz, chashudim him. There are chash regarding the courtyards. Dinu dash because they dash and loy motze bebateichem loy bechatzoseichem. They dash and the pasuk says not to have chametz in the house, but the courtyard is fine. So because they dash in this way, we never trust them for chametz outside of the house. So the Gemara Tani of Shimon Gamliel loymer called mitzvah shakusim noyagim bo hemidakim bo yosim Yisrael. Any mitzvah that Akusim hold on to, they do the dikduk more than Yisrael. They go more l'churma. That's the beginning when they were still living in their villages, in their towns. So then we said that we rely on them for the mitzvahs that they hold on to. They're very makbit. But now they're not careful because they're misayir of being na'umus. They're mixed up with many other nations. We suspect them, and they don't have the chazaka they had before. Says the Gemara, "Shorayim milchus haPesach bePesach, ichus atzeres baatzeres, ichus chag bechag." Doing the chag of Pesach, people have to ask the questions, the halachas of Pesach. Doing shvuos, you ask the question of shvuos, and doing sukkos, the questions and the halachas of sukkos. Now that is every person, wherever he is, he needs to go and look into the halachas. But that, but in the Beis Medrash. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, Shoyalim Koidim Shloishim Yom. 30 days before you start darshaning and learning the halachas of the chag. Shuvim Gamliel Loimer Shtei Shabbos. It's not 30 days, but 2 weeks. Asa de Rabbi Yochanan Kerabon. Rabbi Yochanan came to explain Rabbanan Shito. The Chavirayo came Shuvim Gamliel. The Chavirayo came to explain Shuvim Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan time on the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan explain. What's the reason Rabbanan? Shekin Moishoyim the Pesach Rishon Voimer Lehem Ilchis of Pesach Sheni. Moishoyim Rabbanan is standing in the first Pesach and then he's killing the halachas of Pesach Sheni. The parsha Pesach Sheni was said in Pesach Rishon, so you see, 30 days before the next Moed, you give the halachas. For the chavirayo kev Shimon Gamliel, the chavirim explain Shimon Gamliel, shekin Moishe omid berosh chodesh v'omer lehem hilchos haPesach. Because the pasuk that says there vayasub neisor as a Pesach moyadoi is a pasuk that said in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he's coming to give the halachas that have to do with Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. So that's how he learns. That's to be 2 weeks before. So we saw in the Mishnah, Machlokes B'Tshama and B'Silel, how many barrels do you have to check in a martef, in a place where you store wine in the house? So B'Tshama said, Shtei Shuras Apnei Kol HaMartef. 2 full rows in the entire martef and the entire cellar. Now it used to be that in these cellars, they used to set up the barrels of wine, and they used to make rows of barrels of wine. So you have the first row on the floor, on top of it another row, on top of another row, on top of another row, until they get to the ceiling. So Bechama says you have to do 2 rows, you have to check 2 rows from chametz. What does it mean, 2 rows? So Rav Chuno B'Shem Rav explained, Kol for Kimin Gam. Kol for means you peel it, meaning that's what you have to check. Kimin Gam, Gam is the L-shaped letter. So it means you do B'dikas chametz on the top row, the ones that's closest to the ceiling, and in the front. What do you see when you come through the door, that front row in front of you, you also go and do the bdikas chametz there. So you have an L shape, the top and the front. Tani Bar Karpo, he says a little differently. Kol fo kamin shnei gamim, like 2 L shapes, meaning you check the top row and the row beneath it, And then he shook the front row in front of the door and the one behind it. Two L shapes. What happens if the barrels are now reaching the walls? They're in the middle of the room. In the middle of the room, you have the rows of barrels, but you can reach this pile from every side. So the Gemara understands clearly, so then you have to do the checkup from every side. Every side that you can reach, you have to check it out. So what do? So the Gemara, the idea of according to the first explanation, here is not an L shape, here is basically taking out the entire, you have to do B'dikas Chometz on the entire front, the top and all the fronts from all four sides. So that is comparable of removing someone's clothing. You take out the entire clothing. You take out the entire chuluk. The top clothing, take out the whole thing, the top and all sides. But only one row from every direction. According to Bar Kappa, they take two rows. Like we said before, you have a double L shape. So here you take out, remove the chuluk, which means the clothing, two layers of clothing. So you take the top two rows from the top and the front two rows from each side. Haya also in madregos. If the way the barrels are set up, it looks like stairs, meaning every row is a little more inside than the previous row. So then, kol foy gamim gamim, which means every step of the stairs needs to be checked out the same way we said before, the external row that faces the door and the one on top which faces the roof. And according to the second sheet before, it will be two rows from that's facing the front and two rows from the top. Continues down the Gemara to explain the sheet of Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, Shtei Shuris Hachitzoynes Shem Elyoynes, the external top rows, not the entire row, only the external top. So says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Bar Acho B'Shem Chizkio, Shimon Bar Bo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shura Chitzoynes, because according to Basil David the Bichama, you don't do the entire layer, all the row, the full row that is going from one edge to another edge. You're just doing one row, and which one? The one which is the top one, which faces the door and faces the ceiling. And the next row, which is more inner. So you have the external one facing the door, and the next row behind it. Tani in the Brice, it says, Shalemate Meno. The row is the one below the row, which is the top front one. So explains the Gemara of Abaye Meir, they wanted to explain, Mando Oma Shalifri Meno, the one who says that it's the more inner one, called Shekin Shalemate Meno. So of course you have to check also the one below it. Mando Oma Shalemate Meno, Halifri Meno Loi. Meaning the first opinion says you have to check three rows, the top one, the inner one behind it, and the one below it. And the second sheet says you have to check only the top one and the next row below it, but not the one behind it. Continues the Gemara now in Davdal Amud Aleph. Nishtamesh b'chatzi shuro. And what happens if he used only half of the row? Pshito yisus yishtamesh yeshlo shalifri meno v'shalim mati meno. So of course, that part that he used, he needs to check behind it and below it. That's pashut, because that's really like the Mishnah says according to Beis Hillel. But yisus shalo yishtamesh, but with the one, the half that he knows he never used, so what? For sure you have to check that one. That Rechaim says, that's clear to the Gemara. To the second half you have to check, because when you check one half, you may be, they put the chometz in the other half, so you check there as well. But the question is, yeshal yiflimi meno v'shlemate meno? Do you have to check the part behind it and the one below it? And the Gemara does not answer the question. Says the Gemara, Dodo Teimar b'mechulolus. This whole idea of checking the row behind, the row below, is only the space between the barrels. Aval be'afutus, if they're attached completely, there's no space. Ma'avilim saner v'dayor. Just take the candle in front of the front, the top row, and that's it. Because the chometz probably did not go on into it because there's no space. Hadom v'shechoshu l'nefilo. So you see from here that we're choshu l'nefilo. Because why we say that if it's not attached, you need to go check the behind and below? Because we're choshu, the chometz went into there. So you have a raya that we're choshu l'nefilo. Says the Gemara, no. It could be that the problem is that maybe when he arranged the barrels, he put chometz over there, not because it fell, because that's what he did when he put it together. So says Reb Chaim, so why you check only the top rows? What about the other rows? Says the other rows are considered to be like a mapoilus. When you have chometz and a wall crushed on top of it, you don't have to check it. It's considered to be over. It's considered to be gone. So when you have your many, many barrels, one on top of each other, the only ones which are right now accessible are the top external one, and maybe the one behind the one below it. But not anything else, because it'd be mapoilus, because it'd be that it's gone, you're not going to get to it in Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psochim Daf Gimel.